coming up on this episode of Cryptid Addicted.
Crazy theory alert.
And yeah. At that point I was like, fucking 4chan, this is too much for me.
I traveled all night and like, oh my god.
Todd standing.
Yes, literally. On the flip shot, shit fine.
Yes.
You need another minute or you're good?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Hello.
Oh, fuck. No, sorry. I wasn't good. I was thinking. Sorry. All right.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey. Oh, hi.
Hey.
Baby.
Bonjour. Konnichiwa.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Guten Tag. No. No, you said goodbye.
Did I?
Auf Wiedersehen.
I don't speak German.
That means goodbye.
Okay. All right. Anyway. We both goofed. Hello, everyone.
Hi. Welcome to the mini episode number 7.
Who dis is the name?
Dis.
Who dis?
This is news and encounters from Cryptid Addicted.
That's right. Now, to mix things up, because we usually make these announcements at the end, and we're worried that none of you listen to them, we're putting this at the start. If you have any encounters or any first-person experience with cryptids, or you disagreed with us, or there's anything you want to say to us that we might be able to put in the episode or respond to you or anything like that, please email us at cryptidaddicted@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. You can also reach out to us on Facebook, Cryptid Addicted. We love reading your stories, but keep them coming, guys. That we'd love to read some more.
Is it Cryptid Space Addicted on Facebook?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, all good.
Cool, so first, news, quick mini-sode.
Hold on.
Oh.
The news in cryptids.
Okay.
I don't want to get all raspy, though. Okay.
The news... is alive.
I can't do that.
With the sound of music.
All right.
Okay.
I see.
News number one. I am going to handle this. So, three miniature horses and one husky dog, which is a husky, found deceased on a property in Monroe County.
When was this?
Shit.
We'll never know. Let me find the link.
That vital piece of information has been omitted.
Yes. September 2nd, a month ago.
2018?
Yep.
Wow, okay.
Fresh.
News.
What? That is the... like the radio sound, like fresh news.
Yeah, okay, so off... what's the saying? Off the sidewalk? Off the beaten... no.
Is that a saying? Off the beaten trail?
No.
Like, side of the road?
New, fresh... off the frying
fresh
pan.
Off the rank cab fresh cab off something fresh off the
no first cab off the rank fresh off the hot off the press cab rank. Okay, so
fresh off the press. Fuck. Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry.
Wow, I really got to.
Yeah, it did. That was just not at all right.
That was great.
Okay.
Okay. Three horses and one dog, husky, were found deceased on a property in Monroe County. A second dog, pitbull boxer Mix, survived the attack with only a few wounds.
Hot off the press.
The owner of these animals came down to feed them, only to find carnage. All the horses had their throats ripped out, and one horse even was found floating in the pond.
Mm-hmm.
Nearby the body of the horse, there appeared to be a large feline footprint in the mud, and the wounds looked like a large predatory cat could have done the deed. However, opinions are divided.
Mm.
So, in a post release from Monroe County Sheriff Department, it reads... the Monroe County Sheriff's Department, as well as members of the Kentucky Fish and Wildlife, responded to the Bill Butler Spur area on reports of dead animals. Upon arrival, they found three horses, a pit bull and husky, dead. I think that's wrong. There's only one dead horse. Anyway, I mean one dead dog. Whatever. It is believed that this occurred in the wee hours of the morning, and all signs show that it is possibly could have been done by a large cat slash animal.
They said wee?
Yeah.
In their, like, formal sheriff's announcement?
Wee.
All right.
Members of the Kentucky Fish and Wildlife Diagnostics Team are on the way from Frankfurt to examine these animals. We highly advise you please keep a close eye on small children and animals when they are let outside, and use caution and be aware of your surroundings.
Fair enough.
The tracks that were found were interesting, but not enough to be conclusive. There was one nearby track of a bobcat, which is too small to do the damage, and a larger track near the horse in the pond was substantially larger, and the sheriff's department believed it looked similar to that of a mountain lion or something like that. However, this was not confirmed by experts.
They were going to have it confirmed by experts.
They were going to.
So they'd send it off.
Yes, just a quick... the photos are on Facebook. Just a quick warning, there is a horse.
There's a dead horse. It's pretty graphic.
Okay, I was going to be more sensitive, but there is a horse that is deceased.
Deceased. Has passed on. It's in a better place.
It's into a better place.
And its throat is not where throats normally are.
Oh.
Yeah. That was gross.
Yes, but there's a footprint there as well.
Cool. Yep. All right.
John Haast, biologist at the Kentucky Fish and Wildlife Group, concluded that in his opinion, the wounds were actually not consistent with a large animal attack, as there were no signs of a struggle on or around the horses, and the deceased dog had no physical injuries at all.
Wait, what?
Did you not hear that?
No, I didn't see any of this.
So there was an interview with this John Haast guy from the Kentucky Fish and Wildlife Group, and he, in his opinion, he believes it is not a wildlife animal for these reasons.
Wait, so the deceased dog had no scratches or anything on it?
That's what this guy said.
Surely the police would have noticed that.
It's a bit sketchy because there's only one dog that's attacked, and then there's two dogs that's deceased, and then this guy's saying that there's no harm to the dog.
This is very sketchy. I would want to go in there and ask questions. Anyway, so what does he go on to say?
He says that there are no mountain lions nor large predatory cats that have been spotted in the air recently. They also noted that there was no chunks of fur found around the surrounding tall weeds were intact, and it would be unusual for a big predatory cat to take on three horses and two dogs, and as well as not eat the kills afterwards. John then indicated that they're more likely the work of human via a sharp knife. To me, the prospect of it being a human is somewhat more scary.
Is that John Haast speaking or yourself?
Megan. Me.
Not Haast.
To me. Megan. On the flip side, On the flip side, Sheriff Dale Ford thinks otherwise, stating, quote, "These animals were not stabbed with a knife or shot with a bullet. They were mauled. They were killed by some kind of big, vicious animal that is deadly."
Okay, so this is random biologist who probably has not killed many things with a knife versus veteran sheriff who presumably has seen many knife wounds.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Trail cameras have now been put up to see if they can capture imagery of the beast that did this in the coming nights.
Okay.
Patty, who dis?
I missed the John Haast stuff.
Okay.
I don't think it was in the article I read.
It was a video interview.
Yeah. I just read the, like, ABC article, and from that, it was like, I didn't even understand why we were talking about it. It didn't seem like it was a cryptid thing. It was like, there's a bunch of dead horses, the sheriff says it's probably a cat, all the evidence points to it being a cat, they're contacting the cat expert. And I was like, okay, cool, a cat killed some horses.
There's no cats in that region.
No, that's not true. Even John Haast, the biologist, doesn't go that far. He says, none have been spotted here recently.
Yes.
So what? They're fucking stealthy cats.
No.
He didn't say cats don't live here. He says no one's seen one recently. Of course you haven't seen them. They're fucking camouflaged and shit.
This is in Kentucky. No panthers or cougars live there.
Mountain lions? Have a look.
Look, hey, I've got it right here. Known cougar ranger. So this one here is Kentucky. And there's nothing.
Are all mountain lions cougars?
Yes, they're the same animal.
Maybe it's not a popular spot. There's some there. Let's have a look. Ha! The Kentucky Department of Fish and Wildlife has a whole page on mountain lions, which opens with this. While mountain lions were once common in Kentucky, researchers... Oh, fuck. Just saying the opposite.
This is the same website I use.
Okay, right.
Ha! Let me expand. So, Bigfoot are seen in these areas, but I think it is an ABC situation. Alien Big Cat, which is like the Phantom Big Cats.
Okay, yeah.
Did you know that mountain lions were once common in Kentucky? So, these are cougars. So, in 2011, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service declared the eastern cougar extinct.
Mm-hmm.
Based on this extensive research, the service concluded that this subspecies of big cat disappeared from the east side of America by 1930s. In fact, there have actually been no valid records of mountain lion in the state of Kentucky from after 1899. Are you listening to me?
Yeah, sort of. I don't trust that.
I got this information from the website you're looking at right now.
Yeah. Wait, no, but it says this. The Kentucky Department of Fish and Wildlife Resources receives reports each year of mountain lions roaming the state of Kentucky.
Reports. Not...
You just said there were no reports since 18-something.
No, valid reports.
No, valid records.
Records.
That's a formal record. Like we wouldn't do a record unless it was a dead animal or something. But if someone just said, hey, I saw this, we wouldn't do a record of it.
It's like someone saying, I saw a panther in...
What? So this is... If they didn't trust these reports, they wouldn't mention them on their website.
Well, people see...
This is what they said. The Kentucky Department of Fish and Wildlife Resources receives reports every year of mountain lions roaming Kentucky. Done. Boom. Settled. There are mountain lions in Kentucky.
Yes, but according to the internet, there shouldn't be, and there isn't.
Well, according to the guys whose responsibility it is to know whether there are mountain lions in Kentucky, there are mountain lions in Kentucky. There's just not a population of them.
Well, that's
what you're saying, ABC
same,
or whatever.
Yeah, it's the same theory.
Okay, but it's not a theory, it's fact. There are such mountain lions roaming Kentucky.
If you read the website carefully, he says the mountain lions that they've found are actually from, like, South Africa and stuff. They're, like, pets that have escaped. They've, like, DNA tested it.
Okay.
And they're definitely not, like, eastern mountain lions that are now extinct.
Hmm.
So I'm not saying it's an eastern mountain lion. I'm saying it's probably the west guys who are, like, coming on over.
Okay.
So the closest population of cougars is in Nebraska, which is around 2 weeks human walking away, which is 900 miles or 1,448 kilometers away.
Okay. But the cats would presumably go faster than a human.
Yeah.
Maybe not. I have no idea. Yeah.
They gotta sun themselves.
It's a long way away. Good point. Interesting fact. Cats are only awake for like 5 or 6 hours a day. They sleep a ton.
Cat nap.
Yep.
That's where that comes from.
Oh, really?
Yes, because there's a cat having a nap.
No, but that just proves cats do nap, not that they nap a lot. Well, anyway.
That's where that comes from.
Wow, cool. Yeah, anyway, facts.
Cool. So, blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah.
Okay, so we agree.
We agree. On the Facebook, there is a map of known cougar ranges, and although Kentucky is not highlighted, it should be, because we got the animals. I think we both agree. Cool.
Well, there's not a population there, so maybe that's why it's not highlighted. But there are still occasional mountain lions.
Stragglers.
And they said, I think I also read on the website that the western ones are expanding.
Okay, really?
So maybe they've expanded into Kentucky.
That's cool.
I don't know.
Cool. I thought you were going to say, biologist says it's a cuddy man person.
No, I don't trust biologists.
What?
I mean, I trust them more than like non-scientists, but within the world of science, I mean...
You don't trust anyone. Okay. Cool. New story number two. Do you want to read this one?
Yeah.
This is...
Thank you.
This is the one we teased in the special episode, actually.
That's right. So Todd Standing, who's a little bit of a celebrity. He's a known name in the world of cryptids.
I'd never heard of him until I...
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, he's created the Discovering Bigfoot series, which is on Netflix.
It's a documentary. Single documentary movie.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I never looked into it. I assumed it was a series. Great. Apologies. Have you seen it?
Yes.
Okay. You said, like, if you've got time, watch this. And I was like, I don't have time. Sells.
It's fine. That's why I've got screenshots here.
Okay. Anyway, this fellow, Todd Standing, has recently sued British Columbia. Wasn't it? The government of British Columbia. Saying that they have failed to recognize and protect a endangered species, namely Bigfoots, so Sasquatches.
Mm-hmm.
He says they should be protected by the government, and the government is dismissing their existence to try and get out of this duty, and is being neglectful, and rah rah rah. Now, one court had already said that Todd is Avi's fucking nut, and that they weren't going to hear the case, and then Todd appealed and went to the Supreme Court of, I guess, British Columbia, and they have just recently... agreed with the first court and said, go home, Todd. And in addition, pay all the government's legal fees.
Yes, that's the...
Get fucking wrecked.
That's the funniest. So he used his evidence from the documentary Finding Bigfoot. It's on Netflix. Discovering Bigfoot. It's on Netflix if you got time. Have a look. I mean, or just Google the best bits, because like I watched it.
What do you think?
I thought... So to put it into context, basically... He goes out into the wild. He believes he has a relationship with the Sasquatch. He's like, this is a sign and this is a footprint. And he takes, like, people of PhDs and scientists out to, like, show them that the Sasquatch is real.
Hmm.
And this, we've got a photo here of, which I'm sure you guys all have all seen, of Bigfoot close up, right? He said he got this footage of Bigfoot, and this is the evidence he uses in the court, and he's showing these high flyers interaction with the Sasquatch, which includes footprints, apples being taken, and the whole time, I just felt like they were camping, clearly. He, like, went to bed and then snuck out in the tent, made a footprint, and then the next morning discovered the footprint. Like, I just believed nothing of what he was saying.
Yeah. What about the photos?
The photos. Okay, so the photos, there's a whole different thing. Some people believe it's the best evidence of Bigfoot to date. There's a couple, so if you scroll down, that's the other one. Right. They think it's the best evidence of Bigfoot to date. Some people believe it's obviously fucking bullshit and false. If you Google Todd Standing Bigfoot photo, some people have done a overlap of his face and that first image there where it's more hairy, the darker brown image. And it's pretty remarkable that his eyes and those eyes and the nose and the mouth all finish at the same. It looks like he's just put heaps of hair and masks, like a mask on a facial.
Right.
Like, super effects and taking a photo of himself, or, like, someone's taking a photo of him.
Yeah.
I honestly don't trust him as far as I could throw him. Unfortunately. <Right.
laughs> Yeah, well, no, I mean, like, call a spade a spade, that's good.
I mean, I just, it's these people that...
Sully, the good name of cryptozoology.
It is a little bit, like, the only... Let's say for a second that he is faker. This is a hoax. He's a faker. The only good reason I can think of him doing it is he's so sure that Sasquatch exists that he's willing to, like, risk his reputation to fake something so that they get protection, which is why he's gone to the government.
That's the only way you could interpret it, where he has, like, a noble motivation.
Yes.
But there are plenty of ways you could interpret it where he's just a shithead and wants some attention.
Yes. Right? The special episode we did where you asked me about, like,
yeah,
finding a name for themselves. The way he talks in the documentary is like, shut the fuck up. Like, like, and I have this, and this is my opinion, and I traveled all night, and, like, oh my God.
Todd Standing.
Yes, literally. So.
I thought it was funny in the court case. One of the things he wanted to do was he wanted the court to compel a, like, park ranger from British Columbia, like an authority figure, to go camping with him for 3 months to do, I assume, what he did with the PhDs and stuff, and where he would show them evidence and whatnot. But, yeah, it sounded like he'd done that in the past, and they had never actually seen a Sasquatch, the people he'd been with. They'd just seen the markings and stuff.
One of them did. So he took a PhD guy, I don't remember the name, apologies, but the guy had a sighting, it seemed, on a trip with Todd, but it was like really disjointed, the timeline, so, like, it was a bit hard to tell what was happening. But from what I understand, Todd was with the guy when he had the sighting, so it's not Todd in a suit. But I don't know. I believe in Bigfoot big time, but, like, this is just, I can't get on board with this.
Well, yeah, I guess you gotta, I mean, if you accept, like, all Bigfoot sightings, you know you're accepting some bullshit, so you got to push back on some of them.
Well, what do you think of these photos? Is this the first time you've seen these photos?
I think I've seen the main one before. Like, that's pretty famous, right? This one? That looks kind of like it. I don't know, it could be real, could also be. It looks vaguely like the, like, early Planet of the Apes masks.
Chewbacca as well.
That, yeah, could, like, looks a bit like the Star Wars little creatures. Ewoks.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
The fact that they look so different from each other as well, and he's supposedly in the same place. Yeah. Like, I'm all for a bit of variation in species, but that it's very different, and he's in the same space.
Hmm.
I think I had some notes on this, though, if you don't mind me.
Yeah, I guess.
So, I have a quote here. So, the province called the lawsuit frivolous, an abuse of process, and lacking an air of reality.
I noticed, interestingly, none of the courts made a determination on whether Sasquatches are real or not.
Really? They just said that?
They decided not to. And then he challenged them and said they had to, and then the Supreme Court said, no, they absolutely don't have to say whether Sasquatches are real or not. All they have to say is that you're full of shit, which they did.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the end of that. He has also previously said that he's going to plan on filing more lawsuits in other jurisdictions in Canada and the US where Sasquatch is believed to live.
Yeah.
So we may not have heard the last.
We have in British Columbia, because the court ruling said he's never allowed to submit another lawsuit that's even similar to this one. So,
yeah.
Like, he'll lose every state one by one, and then just won't be able to talk to anyone.
Yeah. I don't know. I would love to hear you guys' opinions on Todd Standing and this documentary, because I'm easily scared, and I was watching it, and there was, like, some moments where he's, like, in the bush, by himself, darkness, tent, wilderness, and he's, like, hearing growls and, like, scary screams.
Mm.
And I was kind of like, whoa! But then, like, as the documentary went on, I was kind of like, oh, you're losing credibility in my eyes a bit.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Definitely keen for your opinion.
Hmm. All right.
Okay, so news number three. It's not really news, but I did want to bring it up. My brother showed me something really cool, and it's basically a live stream of a deep sea expedition. There's basically these science dudes, they have three cameras, and they're doing deep sea exploration, and they're live streaming it to the internet. What they do is they just float around and find weird deep sea shit, and then they're like, oh, look, that's a glass coral. Oh, that's a gulp eel. Oh, I don't know what that is, but it looks angry. And it's awesome. Did you have a chance to look at it?
I did. I looked at it in depth. A lot of it was like mapping. Like, their boat goes along and they have sonar and stuff. And, like, a lot of their project is mapping the bottom of the sea. They're not looking just for weird animals.
But they come across weird animals.
Yeah, but if you look at their news reports, there's, like, 50 of them and, like, 49 of them are, like, we mapped a new area. And one of them's, like, we found some weird ray eggs or something.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good. I actually quite enjoy having it in the background when I'm working.
Like, yeah.
Anyway, but it's cool. I'll send a link around. There's always a hope that like a megalodon will like swim past or a kraken. And their Instagram also shows off their highlights, and so does their YouTube page. I found out, but it is good. And then my favorite moment. I don't know. I have to show you this one. Hopefully, it will work.
This is from the Nautilus crew. These guys.
Yes. Yes.
It's cool that they're called the Nautilus. Like, yeah, awesome. Jules Verne. Reference.
So this is my favorite clip. I'll send a link around, and it's called something. Anyway, it's just fucking weird, and I wanted to share it.
Yeah, there's something dark over to the left hand side.
It looks CGI.
In the center.
What is that?
Oh wow!
Look!
Oh my god!
Look at that!
Wow!
Look at that!
Oh my god!
What the fuck is it?
I think he ate too much.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
That was awesome. This is like a gulper eel. Ah, stop. How fucking crazy is that?
Yeah, that's very cool.
It looks like it was CGI. I watched it on like a full screen. We just watched it on a phone, so it's not so great. But it's like full screen, full HD, and it's like rippling, and it looks like someone has...
Yeah.
Looks super infest.
I saw some of the stuff on their website where they were working with NASA, I think. To go to, like, those underwater vents where, like, magma makes it really hot at the bottom of the sea to see if anything could live there, because on other planets you've got that sort of thing, mm-hmm. See if there could be life elsewhere. Yeah, there's some weird shit down there. The sea's crazy.
It's really cool.
And I can believe there's a bunch of cryptids in the sea, because it's so unexplored.
Sorry. Yeah, the sea, yeah. Exactly. You're going to see something swim by. It's deep sea is where it's
deep
at.
Deep sea. Agreed.
Anyway, I got a photo of it, and the link is on the photo, so definitely look at it. It's fucking weird, but it's awesome.
Mm.
Okay, and then we have an encounter, which you would like to read?
All right, so apparently one of our listeners requested that we take a look at this recent internet encounter.
Yeah, so someone posted on Reddit about this thing, and then a listener recommended that we have a look at it, so we're having a look at it.
Cool.
It's a bit convoluted, but we're having a look at it.
Right, it looks like this post I'm about to read out, which is the one the listener found and wanted us to report on, is from July of this year, so yeah, fairly recent, and it's on 4chan, that loveliest of places. All right, so I think this is just excerpts, like the important bits.
Yeah.
Okay, it's from Anon, so no idea who posted it. Yeah.
Someone in Germany, I think.
Okay. This is his words, not mine, I want to be clear. Or hers. Lowland Germanic spirit hunt fag here. Finally, that's his or her name. Finally have another good pick of the entity I'm hunting. Its name is Fro, maybe related to the old god Freyr. Sightings of the spirit became more frequently after speaking its name. I might have angered it. found out that a couple of these metalheads have been doing small animal offerings at a nearby heathen temple. Thought it was some wannabe satanic stuff, but turns out they were offering to protector of the local woods, Fro, or as most locals call him, Dirk Mettenbier, which means Dirk with a boar, or God with a boar. Only have two good pics of him. One is a great side view shot of him on his boar, and the other you can just make out his silhouette. Pic made him on a stretch of farm. I think he means the picture was taken on a stretch of farmland near the Tamfana Temple in the Tankenburg, at the Tankenburg, a hill east of the German border and northeast of the city of Oldenzaal in the Netherlands. And then he says, ask me anything. So basically this guy has a photo of what appears to be some sort of humanoid riding a boar, and he thinks it's an old German god called Fro or Freyr.
Yeah, he found it on a trap cam. That he said he was doing a project for work. School. On animal migration. And he wanted to get a picture of the German wolf crossing into the border into Germany.
Yeah.
To the Netherlands. So assuming he's in Germany. Or they're in Germany.
Yeah.
But okay. He got this.
And then he goes on and he says, after doing some research, he found out more about the guy. So this is the person he thinks is riding the boar. He is apparently a local legend, and apparently one of the tales that his grandpa used to listen to when he was a wee lad. He passed away a week or two ago, just after I showed him the picture of Fro. Could just be a coincidence, but I'm losing my shit over all this. I need to know I'm not going insane.
Yeah.
Okay, there is a creepy picture. Look at the creepy picture, guys. Yes. And if you want to read the stories on 4chan.
Yeah, there's more information, but that's basically the summary. And there is two pictures, supposedly. I couldn't see shit in one of them. It looked like... Don't read my answers! I couldn't see shit in one of them. So I didn't even include it. If you want to look it up, do it. But the main one is it looks like a trap cam, boar, something riding the boar. It's just two sets of eyes.
Kind of, yeah. Definitely two sets of eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Patty, who dis?
Do you want to go first? Because I have a lot to say.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
I also have a lot to say. But
okay, you go first.
Okay. Mine are like more... I'll go first. Okay, okay. So the first one is Dirk, which he talks about. This is not my opinion, but I want to cover it. He's talking about Dirk, which his grandfather used to tell tales of it. It's a god that rides on a boar's back, basically.
Yeah. Its actual name is Freyr, but if you speak its name, it's bad luck. So you say Dirk instead.
Yeah, so I'm not saying it. I'm letting Patty say it. So...
Ah, you got me.
People of the region used to worship him, but when Christianity was introduced, they became Christians, and the god Dirk became a demon. He rides a large boar or bear. He holds a spear, which apparently you might be able to see in the back of the photo.
Yeah, that looks like a spear.
And has a horn. So this is a photo here of a book of Dirk riding his spear looks very similar.
Mm.
And there's the boar.
Yeah.
No horn, though. Okay, so Dirk is one of them. Exciting stuff. Yeah. Two, Freyr, the god of fertility. So this is a different one. Freyr is said to be a, quote, unbelievably beautiful male fertility god who also has connections with prosperity, wealth, and a good harvest. He was the ruler of Alfheim, which is home of the light elves, and was the lord of the elves. When he wants to travel long distances, it is said that he calls on his boar named Gullinbursti, which means golden bristles. There's a photo of...
That is a handsome dude.
Freyr with his little loincloth clinging by a thread.
A thin thread.
Yes. Anyway, so that's one possibility. Another one...
So there's a lot of folklore around someone with a boar in the area.
Yes, riding boars.
Yeah.
There's also a demon brought up, similar to the Dirk theory. Some people believe this is a demon caught on camera, maybe even possessing the boar.
Yeah, I saw that on Reddit. There are a few commenters being like, it's a demon, for sure. Yep. Unclear if they were trolling or not, though.
A spirit is also brought up. Not so much like the cute Princess Mononoke forest spirits, but more of like a scary, fucked up human ghost. I said the G word.
You did, yeah.
Ghost, dare I say it. And then the cryptid explanation. So
this is yours or just explanation?
This is mine that I didn't see anywhere else, but not saying I believe it. Believe it. As an
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So There isn't an exact location, but I'm pretty sure it's in the border of Netherlands and Germany. One theory is that this creature is a doppelganger. Do you know of the doppelganger?
I know the word doppelganger.
What is your understanding of the doppelganger? Or doppelganger?
I only know the normal term, as in someone who looks very like you, mm-hmm. but is a different person.
So this is a cryptid that first emerged from Germany, but has now spread throughout the world. It actually began as a cryptid, this word.
Oh, okay.
So one's doppelganger is essentially your identical but evil twin, which may stay around you, interact with your friends and family, and should it choose, end your life.
Wow.
Laying eyes on your doppelganger signifies your death. They look identical, basically, to the ones that they have chosen, but some believe when they are not being witnessed, like by another human, they are more ephemeral and ghost-like, like in the picture.
Okay.
Cool. Crazy theory alert. What if this creature was the grandfather's doppelganger? So the grandfather...
What?
Yeah. So the grandfather sees the photo of his doppelganger and then, bam, he was marked for death and he passed away.
Right. That would explain that, but would explain nothing else. And is insane.
Yeah. I've got a picture of a representation of a doppelganger cryptid here.
Cool. It's a cool thing. I didn't know that's where doppelganger comes from.
Yeah.
You've confirmed that?
Because yes.
I'm going to tell people that.
That's 100%.
I don't want it to be true. Yeah,
you don't want it to be true?
I do want it to be true. Right.
Yeah, no, 100%. That's where the word doppelganger came from.
Cool. What does it mean in German?
What does it mean?
Yeah.
I don't know, actually. Direct translation.
Etymology. I'll have a look. Bum, 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 bum. Doppelganger. Double goer.
All right. Anyway, so there are all the things I saw. And then the doppelganger was something I found that made it cryptid-y.
Okay. So what's your view?
Who dis? I'm going to say total fake.
Yeah.
I was convinced. And then the fact that there's a spear, like that spear is obvious. And I was like, oh, okay. He's clearly trying to make it look like the folklore around the area. If I had to go with definitely real, I would say that's definitely a pig. And someone said that it's actually another pig in the foreground, in the background or some shit. I don't know. I'm just going to say it's like, it's either he's faked it with his friends or like it's just drawn something stupid, ridden a boar by a trap cam until it looks like a good photo, which sounds like a great night. Or it's like shrubbery in a trick of the mind. And it's like a photo of a boar that looks
cool. Or maybe like arranged the shrubbery. Seems easier to arrange shrubbery than to, like, ride a ball past a track cam 20 times. But, yeah.
People have done weirder things. Okay, you go.
I agree with you on the conclusion. I think it's fake and not real. But my reasoning is a little different. If you read the original post, so we were just reading, I think his update post.
Mm.
The original post is much longer, and he says some fucking crazy shit in there.
Really?
So he says, yeah, it was this school project because there's wolves migrating on the border. So he set up this track cam and he did it and he saw this. I know he didn't see it straight away. He like saved all his footage and showed it to a friend.
Friend
finds this weird photo. And he's like, whoa, this is weird. And then he has a look and he's like freaked out and really terrified.
Mm.
But so terrified that he doesn't tell anyone. And then what was it? It was,
he went to like a temple. Or something.
I think it was before the temple. Someone dies.
His grandfather.
In the area before the grandfather.
Oh.
Someone dies, or something happens, and he's like, whoa, I think this is...
Oh, that's it. There was a sighting by another man who saw something riding a ball.
And then he died.
And then he killed himself.
That's right, he killed himself. That's right, yeah. So someone else sees apparently the same thing, and then kills himself. None of this is actually confirmed. This is just in the 4chan post.
Yeah.
And then he's like, whoa, I have to tell police. So he calls the police and tells them this stuff. And then apparently, according to his original story, at 4 a.m. in the night, a bunch of police dudes show up at his house and confiscate all of his computer stuff.
Oh, yeah. No, I did read all this and I just cut it. Yeah. I just cut it. I was like, no, we don't need this crackpot shit.
And they never give it back. And there's a bit where he like implies it's a government conspiracy. And at that point, I was like, fucking 4chan. This is too much for me.
Yeah.
The
fact that it's on 4chan is also extremely not by anonymous.
Yeah, and it starts with like, be me, beer, you know, like how 4chan things start. Anyway, it's just... So I think it's complete shit. If, and it's a big if, it's a huge, unswallowably large if.
Okay.
If this was a real photo and only partially altered to include the spear, say, then anyway, it doesn't look like a human riding a boar. It looks, if anything, like there's maybe a tree in the foreground with like a monkey hanging off it or something, and a boar in the background.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, but like, it's obviously fucking fake. Like, someone's put a spear in. This whole thing is a sham. If you go on a Reddit, I don't know if you trust the Reddit people or not, but like, there's a lot of people commenting on Reddit, so at least it's like
a wide
community of voices. And everyone there was like, it's fucking fake.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's my view as well. Apologies for the listener who wrote in if you wanted...
it to be real. No, I appreciate... they wanted us to just investigate it,
more
so.
Sympathetic stuff. But it's just... that's just... it seems like a crazy dude.
They just wanted our opinion on it.
That said, like, I'm not completely closing the case on it. If there were more evidence, and proper evidence, not just a story someone wrote on 4chan that included the government, like, confiscating all of their hardware, then, I'd look into it more. I don't think it's a god, because there aren't gods, but...
No,
I'm very skeptical. I agree
Fair
with you.
Enough. Okay, yeah. All right, well, that's it. it's a quick mini-sode. Yeah,
okay.
Quick mini-sode. Done.
All right. As always, send us your stories. We've already read it out, but just quickly again, it's cryptidaddicted@gmail.com.
Yeah, we really want to get, if you have first-hand experiences, we love you guys recommending stuff you want us to look into. We love that as well, but it'd be fucking cool if you guys have had personal experiences that we can dive into. I think that'd be a really good one. So if you've got anything like that, send it through. You can also contact us on social stuff, Facebook and Twitter, cryptid_addicted, and Instagram, cryptid_addicted. And we've also got our website, cryptidaddicted.com.
Yes, and as I continue to say, the website is amazing. You should definitely check it out. It's really well done. And speaking of stuff that you can send us, if you don't have a story, if you haven't seen a cryptid, that's all right. If you have any, like, expert knowledge that's relevant to this stuff, like if you've done a PhD on footprints or something, and you know about, like, how to analyze some of this stuff, let us know.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Or if you've done your own research, say, on the boar riding god, and you found, like, a really vital information piece of evidence to or fro, whether it's fake or real or whatever.
Fro.
Oh! I'm dead.
Subconscious.
I'm dead. I've cursed myself. Just send it our way. We'd love to hear from you. And also, if you'd like to help us out, writing reviews really kicks us up a notch on the podcasting scene. So reviews on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you listen.
Yeah. Makes us feel good, too.
Makes us feel real warm.
Fuzzy.
And fuzzy.
Yeah.
All right. Nice to see you.
I didn't see any of you. All right.
Nice to talk to you.
You.
Nice to talk at you.
All right.
Bye.
Bye, bye, bye.
Bye.